The U.S. dairy industry has welcomed a new trade pact between the United States, Canada, and Mexico because it'll open up the traditionally protectionist Canadian market to more U.S. dairy products. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, farmers north of the border fear the new trade agreement is the beginning of the end of a system that's kept many of them thriving while their U.S. counterparts are increasingly going bankrupt.
Several hundred dairy farmers and their supporters took their tractors and their voices to the streets of Granby, Quebec, about an hour north of the U.S. border. The protest was part of a week-long series of demonstrations throughout Quebec, Canada's largest dairy producer. Farmers here say the trade concessions agreed to by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, which include more dairy imports from the U.S., ultimately threaten their way of life.
They put a bomb in our system.
Philippe Swenin runs a small dairy farm not too far from the Vermont border. He's seen farmers in the U.S. struggle for years as prices plummeted due to overproduction. He says farmers in Quebec are now facing some of the same uncertainty. Some have stopped expanding or are thinking of selling out, he says.
So now they're afraid that the price of milk is going to drop and the corn will be cut, so they stop everything.
Canada's dairy economy is based on supply management, including quotas. It's a system that's meant to keep farm production in line with consumer demand. It's built on three elements: strict production limits that can be bought and sold among farmers, fixed prices paid to producers, and tight controls on imports. But that last point, the restriction on imports, was especially galling for President Trump and his trade negotiators. Late last month, Canada agreed to increase U.S. imports to about 3.6% of the overall Canadian market. Marcel Halogen is a former dairy farmer who now raises beef in Notre-Dame-de-Stanbridge, Quebec. He says the recent Canadian dairy concessions follow similar moves in earlier trade deals with the European Union and the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
So if you add them all up, that's almost 10% of our market we're giving away to foreign producers. And that's what the problem is.
But that problem is an opportunity for U.S. farmers. Anson Tebbit is Vermont's agriculture secretary.
The more we can export, the likely it will drive the price up to our farmers in Vermont.
Tebbit is particularly encouraged by Canada's agreement to lift import restrictions on what's known as Class 7 milk. That's ultra-filtered milk used to make cheese and yogurt, and also processed as a milk drink.
So that could allow more U.S. dairy to be sent into Canada and getting it more in balance, particularly skim milk powder and infant formula.
But the farmers demonstrating in Quebec are discouraged by the changes, and they accuse Prime Minister Trudeau of caving to President Trump. Quebec dairy farmer Gerard Vimulin says the increase in exports won't measurably help U.S. producers.
This trade deal is going to do nothing or very little to the American farmer, because our market is 10 times smaller than yours, and we're giving you 3.59%. For you, it's a drop in the ocean, and for us, it's going to destroy our industry.
Vermeulen travels a lot in the States. He says the irony is that many U.S. dairy farmers want a supply management system similar to Canada's. That's what he heard this summer when U.S. farmers discussed supply management plans.
I was in Albany, New York for the dairy proposals, and if I didn't hear at least 10 times in the day, we need a system like the Canadians. If I didn't hear it at least 10 times, well, I didn't hear it once. And look at what's happening. It makes no sense to me.
For Canadian farmers, this dispute is less about free trade and open markets than it is about keeping food production local and helping farms stay viable. In Granby, this point is driven home when a local member of parliament displays a container of ultra-filtered milk imported from the U.S. It's a product called Fairlife, distributed by Coca-Cola. He bought it this morning at a nearby big box store, and he says it's more expensive than a liter of Quebec milk. Taking a swig from the container, he suddenly spits it out without swallowing. Doesn't taste as good either, he says. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.